U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski will be sworn in as Alaska senator come January. According to the state, the results of Murkowski's race with Joe Miller for the seat were certified yesterday by the State Division of Elections. Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell.
Director of Elections Gail Fanoumi, has permission to certify the election. She certified it, and we certified it with a final vote count with Lisa Murkowski with 101,091 votes and Joe Miller with 90,839 votes. Later this week, Governor Parnell and I will sign a piece of paperwork required by the U.S. Senate Clerk's Office, and we'll get that to Washington before noon on Monday. And Senator Murkowski will be able to continue her service without loss of seniority.
Governor Parnell will officially sign certification papers for U.S. Senate tomorrow. U.S. District Court Judge Ralph Beislein ruled on Joe Miller's suit against the State Division of Elections yesterday, dismissing Miller's challenge to the results of the November 2nd election and upholding a prior appeals decision by the Alaska Supreme Court. In his ruling, Beislein said that he did agree with Miller on one point, and that was the varying interpretation of the state statute regarding the manner in which U.S. Senate elections are to be conducted. Although Beislein upheld the interpretation of the statute by the Alaska Supreme Court, he wrote that it was poorly drafted and suggested the Alaska legislature should act to clarify it. Treadwell says when the legislative session begins, the Elections Division will move on that advice.
We're very happy to work with the legislature to revise Alaska election law as needed, and I expect that when this is all over, we will do a review of the law, how the election went, and what were the points of controversy. We'll work on that with the Department of Law, make some recommendations to Governor Parnell, and if the administration decides to put forward some changes, we will. I've also told the committee chairman in the House and the Senate that we're very happy to work with them if they do a review.
The governor's certification of the election must be received in Washington, D.C. by January 3rd.